You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
All right, we roll into hour number three, presented by Progressive Insurance. The number is 888-STATE-ESPN, 888-729-3776 to get your calls rolling again, and we will do that with you. With Bart Scott, it's Friday. It is hour number three.
Oh!
Yeah.
Are we treating it like
it's hour number three. It's hour number three. So when it's hour number three on a Friday, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Hell yeah.
I'm from Muhammad Ali, the land of hands.
Well, I'm from Motor City, baby.
We're nobody's underdog.
Bart, this from Rich Cimini, longtime Jets beat writer. A couple hours ago, he said Dwayne Brown is progressing, will practice today, game time decision per Saleh. Then 11 minutes ago, assuming Dwayne Brown is activated and plays left tackle, Elijah Vera Tucker would then be on the move again. So what does that mean? Dwayne Brown told the media, as of now, I'm good to go.
Oh, I thought we had sound. I thought we heard him. Okay.
I gave you the sound. As of now, I'm good to go.
As of now, barring sleeping on my posturpedic, couldn't mess up my shoulder.
Oh, you're going to be that guy.
No, I'm just playing. No.
You don't think this is a big deal, though? Because Vera Tucker now can move back either to where he belongs at guard, or maybe he'll even use right tackle. Who knows? But you at least have the guy you brought in to replace the guy you brought in.
Could you imagine
to give you some stability in your offensive line at a time where you really could use it in a, as I've said, this is the biggest game so far that Robert Saleh will coach his Jets.
Right, and so you talk about Miami is going to be coming down and being able to blitz. Now you have four veterans now and one rookie, so now you can protect one person. And it's going to be about the communication. But the fact that you're starting to get hold and you're still in position to have a good season, because at some point, Fant's going to come back.
When, though?
Who knows? Who knows, right? But you talk about
now. But you got to get that line like under control, Brown gives you that, right?
Because now left side can be strong side. And Vera Tucker, you can put him anywhere. This dude is just a baller. If he doesn't make All Pro this year, I would be surprised.
Like, but he's giving you he's moving around and being as versatile as you possibly can, whatever it takes for the team. I mean, that's saying a lot.
It's one thing to move around, do whatever you – it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to move around and do what's best for the team and just give it your best. He's moving around and he's doing his damn thing. It ain't like – he's like, man, you need right here?
Yes.
I got it. You go over here? I got it. So now now they just should make really Zach Wilson feel so much better. The fact that he may have a little bit more time in the pocket to process and allow those big plays down the field to maybe, you know, take place. And also, how does this affect the run game? Because now you have Vera Tucker over there. So now Vera Tucker goes back to the right side, right? Mm-hmm. When you have Dwayne Brown and you have Langton Thomas on the other side. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if you pull Vera Tucker to the open side where the defense is going to over-adjust because usually the tight end's on the right side, and you get Vera Tucker to give you an extra man, and you run some type of counter or some type of cut windback type of play, now you're able to change the math, and you have a superior player doing the heavy lifting to be able to move and run that football, which will only make Zach Wilson even better. So I'm excited, and that is good news, Alan. Thank you for giving it to me because my blood sugar was a little low. Been working out a lot.
But again, this is very interesting news. This is a guy that you were talking about as could be a difference maker, and so we'll see. So it makes this game. This game Sunday, I'm going to be there.
Spicy nugget.
We're going to tailgate. We're tailgating, by the way, at MetLife.
You better not be streaking.
No, we'll see. I mean, things go well. You never.
If they
win,
I told
you, I'm never afraid to. You know,
we're going to American Dream. We're going streaking. Like Alan, who's we?
By the way, the Broncos, more woes for them. So Ronald Darby, the corner, out for the rest of the year. Offensive tackle Garrett Bowles out for the rest of the year. Both of them were injured Thursday night. So the Broncos are in some. They're in Barney.
Yeah, you know, I like reference? That. Yeah, I do. I like that. It's from a movie.
Can
I like that.
Can you finish it? Can you finish it?
In big trouble.
Barney Rubble.
Yeah, big trouble.
Trouble. Exactly. I'm glad you caught up.
I'm always going to be there with you. I ain't never leave you out there on that
888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776. What I love is we got a full bank of calls. Let's talk to the people, Bart. Let's have some fun. It's Friday. Let's have some fun with everybody. You got Can't Wait coming up. We want to hear from everybody, all the things that you can't wait to see this weekend. It's got to include some wild card games. We've got them going on right now, Rays and Guardians. Phillies and Cardinals should be underway, right? That should be just getting started at this point now. So you got two games going. And then we've got more to come, including Mariners Blue Jays, Padres Mets. ESPN Radio has all the coverage. And, of course, we are here with you to talk about it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's almost like we can spin the wheel. We've got all different topics to get to, Bart. But you know what? Since we just talked about it, let's go to John in Jersey and talk a little Jets. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I'm not sure if I'm listening to a comedy show or a sports talk show today. You guys are cracking me up. You talk like the Jets are a piece or two away from being a good team. They stink, and they're going to get killed by Miami because they get somebody back. That's one less sack they're going to get on the quarterback.
Okay.
And you're talking about the quarterback to continue his great play. He's played in 2.5 games since he's been here. Come on.
So you don't.
John, who's your favorite team? John, who's your favorite team?
That doesn't matter.
No, it does matter. It absolutely matters. See, you already told on yourself. You already told on yourself, John. John,
no,
the Jets are.
I'm not a Jets fan.
I know you're. Well,
I'm not a Jets fan.
Shocking to hear that.
You're a Jets fan?
Like, dude, like, wait a minute. You're telling me that you don't see some young talent in this group and that there's something to believe in with what they have heading forward. I don't think they have a head coach. I'm not sure they do. The jury's out on that. But I think they have some talent? Yes. And does this weekend's game against the Dolphins, a division rival who probably you're a fan of, like that this isn't a big game? It's absolutely a big game. And adding Dwayne Brown does make you better.
Yeah, Pro Bowl player. And the fact that, you know, the Jets, guess who's the offensive player rookie of the week? That would be Breece Hall.
Who was that a couple weeks ago?
That would be Garrett Wilson. And from a defensive standpoint, who's run defensive rookie of the week? Oh, yeah, that would be Sauce Gardner. We're only in week 5, and we already won 3 of the weeks. What the hell are you talking about? They ain't got no talent. Stop it. Miss me with that. We just talked about Vera Tucker moving to left tackle and still holding it down. They went into a hostile environment in Pittsburgh, down 10, renegade playing, and went down the field and scored twice in the fourth quarter to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers with Cam Hayward, Micah Fitzpatrick,
it's all right, though.
Stop it.
I will say this, though. What I liked, and I hope a Jet fan or two might want to respond to John. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Did Miami forget where they were 2 years ago?
But what I liked about what he said was that he's not sure if he's listening to a sports show or a comedy show. That's kind of our goal.
It's both.
Right? Like, at least he's got
kind of most
days. Yeah, like, we like to make you laugh, you know? But that made him feel good. So, all right, Jets fans, have at it. We'll see if anybody else wants to have something to say about things. We go to Maryland now, and we talk with Charlie. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Bart. Hey, Han. How you doing?
Good.
What up?
Hey, Bart, I missed you from playing for the Ravens, brother. I wish they never got rid of you.
They
miss him now. But anyway, Lamar Jackson needs one more piece. What do you think about that?
He's never – when we talk about all the MVP weapon, candidates – we talk about all MVP candidates. We talk about Josh Allen. We talk about Patrick Mahomes. We talk about, you know, Jalen Hurts. These dudes all have number one, show enough, certified receivers. A.J. Brown. Devin Smith, Devontae Smith wasn't enough. They went and got him A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. When are they going to give Lamar Jackson Mark Andrews?
Would you say that
gangster?
What about what Aaron Rodgers has right now?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers, is the baddest man on the planet, right?
But I'm saying, as far as weapons go, like, you're talking about like a top 5, top 10 quarterback who has less weapons.
And what's his QBR? It's lower than it's,
no, no, it's 45. It's bad.
It's lower than it's ever been.
Yeah, it's his worst 5-4-game start.
You need difference makers, man. And I hope that Lamar Jackson at some point, can Bateman be that? But then he has to grow into that. Everybody else got somebody that was already certified. Devontae Adams grew into that. But before that, they had certified people. Mm-hmm. Like, get him a weapon, man.
He's got the tight end. That's pretty much what he's
got.
He
don't have a Garrett Wilson. And he's a rookie.
Let's continue with the calls. Jared's in New York. What's up, Jared?
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fans. How are you?
Good.
Just want to say that that last caller was completely off base. The Jets are clearly heading the right direction. Zach is one game into the season, already led a comeback drive, which is more than most quarterbacks can say this season. The rookies look awesome. You know, the defense, we'll see. But I agree, we're a little bit jury out on the coach right now.
I was going to ask you that, Jared. I was going to say, if there's one thing that's holding you back from being all in on the future, you know, on investing in the future of this team, what would be the one thing? It would be the coach?
I think it's the coach right now. I definitely believe in Joe Douglas. And, you know, I think that Zach's the guy. We got to see what he does the rest of the season. But, you know, their arrow's definitely pointing up. Look, I've been a Jet fan for 30 years. I'm just happy we're talking about relevance in September. That's a good thing for the first
we're
time
in, October.
In what, 6 years?
We're in October.
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about relevance. That's a rarity. Jared, thank you. I know, Bart, you don't like it, but I think a lot of Jets fans kind of feel this way. I feel good about the group.
That's fair.
I'm not sure about the coach.
That's fair. That's he more than fair. You can always find a better coach. It's hard to get the players right. Right?
That's true.
You know, because you spend money, and Joe Douglas has been doing a great job in giving you young, talented players that are going to be around for the next 4 to 5 years, and you're going to have a decision to make. Are they part of the long-term, second contract type of player, or do you thank them for their services and bring in somebody to replace them? They have money. They have draft equity. And if they have a good season this year, next year should be better.
We stay in New York. We talk with Joe. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. I tend to agree with the last – with John. That was a joke of a call. First off, first time, long time. Big fan of Bart Scott over there. Just high hopes in the Jets this season. Like, they've got a lot of young talent that's really good, and it's looking great. Like, it's – I haven't felt this good about the Jets since Bart was on the team. So let's see what they can do.
Yeah, how
do
you just feel, imagine like, so watching what do you the Broncos expect? Last night?
Oh God, what do you expect for Sunday though? That's what I'm curious about, Joe. Like I'm going to the game. Like I'm looking at this. Like I want to see. This is a big game. You're at home. They could lose this game, and I could still walk away from it feeling positive. Not good because you lose. You don't ever feel good after a loss. But I could still feel positive. How are you looking at this game? Do you feel like I'm putting too much on this?
No. I think Miami did a lot in the offseason, you know, spent a lot of money, moved pieces around, invested heavily in Tua. Obviously, he's not playing this weekend. Tyreek, with that limited practice today, might benefit the Jets this weekend. Obviously, they're not playing the full force of the Dolphins, but
who cares?
You know, if they take the win,
full force
the win,
of the Jets.
Be...
You're not playing Mekhi Becton. There's a lot of people that can make that same argument.
Right. That's true. You're right.
Joe, thank you. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were done. But I just wanted to give you a little taste of that. I do think there's some anticipation building, and you know how I was after the first game of the season. I wasn't happy.
Yep.
Because I didn't feel like it looked so much like, you know, just flat, same old Jets kind of feel to it. But in the 3 weeks since, I will admit that there is a little more juice, especially with Zach Wilson back in the fold. There is this feeling of, okay, there's something here. Now, it might not be good enough to be a playoff team, but it might be enough for me to feel like they're on to something.
Yeah.
And I feel like Sunday's game against the Dolphins, who have been very good this year, even without Tua, I don't think losing Tua is a big drop-off because I think Teddy Bridgewater is as good a backup as you can get in the league.
It's a team that won,
I'm curious.
9 games last year?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That spent heavily in the offseason when it got a franchise left tackle, when it got arguably the most explosive receiver.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, okay, well, congratulations, you should. But, man, if we beat y'all, we don't want to hear nothing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear Tyreek was injured. I don't want to hear nothing about Teddy Bridgewater. I don't want to hear – I want to hear none of that. None of those excuses.
We continue with the calls. We go to North Carolina to talk to Chris. What's up, Chris?
Krill.
Chris, we got you. Oh, his signal. You got to call back, Chris. That signal was all kinds of choppy.
Hello?
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Rick in New York. What's up, Rick?
Is that me?
We got you.
All right, man. I got to challenge Boy about something, but real quick, Giant fan, I think they can get the quarterback on Sunday. Go Yankees. Russell Wilson was absolutely atrocious last night. I mean, he looks like he has no interest in playing football whatsoever. He sat on the sideline. No one sits with him. He don't pick up a tablet to see what D's are throwing at him. Threw two horrible interceptions. And even when he came back from going into 10 for a minute, he was running past every teammate. Not one guy put a hand out for him. I mean, whoa.
It is hard not to notice that stuff. I'm telling you, Rick. It's...
Yeah. Now, Bart, I love you, man. I can never look at Freddie Kitchens again without laughing my ass off from the stuff you said about him. But you said Eddie Murphy's the greatest actor ever. My question to you,
have you ever
seen Pluto Nash?
No, yeah, listen, this whole – listen, Pluto Nash was
a bad one.
Horrible, yes. Right? Will Smith, I wanted to put Will Smith in a rear naked choke when I went and saw Wild Wild West. The biggest waste of my life ever. They all have a bad one. And I didn't say he was the best actor. I said nobody had a 10-year run, so that takes Pluto Nash out of the equation. Nobody had a 10-year run.
You're saying
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you're saying entertainer for a 10-year run of everything that he accomplished. That's
was
what you
gold.
Were saying. Yeah, we came up with some other ones, but you know,
but they said some people said Jim
that.
Carrey.
Yeah, you're saying that. All right, let's go to Jersey. Talk to Carlos. What's up, Carlos?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Sorry, I got to come at you, man. You're talking about the Dolphins. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan.
Okay.
2 years ago, you know, we won 10 games, and it was Brian Flores, you know, second year.
Yes.
And then Teddy, you know, two gloves. He's not a terrible quarterback.
I don't think it's a drop-off at all. I don't think it's much of a drop-off.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to walk all over the Jets.
You mean – all right, see, that's
they
where
they
I
haven't
got
walked
I gotta...
o- They haven't really walked over anybody.
Right.
They lucked up and won two games that they needed intervention from the earth, and guys falling out like they were like it looked like it was a war battlefield. Dudes having heat sickness, and then they came out 21 points on the Ravens. So where have they been, world beaters?
Yeah, Carlos. Nobody's saying that they won't win the game. Like I do think the Dolphins are clearly the favorite to win the game. But I'm looking at it as how competitive. From the Jets' perspective, it's how competitive can they be, and will that give some promise into a franchise that has been dormant for a decade? From the Dolphins' standpoint, I look at it as you better win this game. It's a must win.
They should. Like I said, they won, 9 games last year? They just spent all the money in the offseason. Guess what? All that money you spent last offseason, the Jets got just as much money to spend this season coming up after this with the draft equity. So then next year, it'll be a much fairer fight with young talent that we already know is proven. Who's your young talent that's proven? You got a lot of veterans. You paid for your improvements. We grooming ours.
Well, I'll tell you what, Carlos, let me ask you this. Aren't you a little nervous about this game because you don't want to lose this game?
No, absolutely.
That's very confident.
Yeah.
I love that we just confirmed that. Absolutely. Let's see. 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's a lot of fun to do this on a Friday. We just go through calls, just talk to people about all the different things they want to talk about. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. And we've got George in Arkansas. He wants to talk some baseball with you, Bart.
Let's do it.
How we doing, gentlemen?
Good, excellent. George. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually kind of happy that a lot of people are sleeping on my Padres. I like being slept on. I like because I'm gonna get to laugh alone, and that's the best laugh.
I'll tell you what. I'm gonna tell you a stat that's gonna blow your mind, and I appreciate the call. The Padres, according to ESPN Analytics, have just a 30% chance to win this series.
That's crazy.
They have the Mets at 70% win probability and 42% that they're going to sweep this series with the Padres.
But I got to tell you this, though, Bart.
Mm-hmm. Tonight, the Mets are wearing their black uniforms. You know what that means.
We got the Michael Myers out.
We should, but it didn't happen. Tune in for a college football. Some college football action tomorrow. You got LSU hosting Tennessee. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 11:30 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. That's right. The Mets are wearing
very scary
their black uniforms. You know what that means.
Michael Myers comes
back. If you know what it means, let us know.
And he makes a home visit.
We talk to Swagoo next, a little NFL Week 5. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
And that call, 107.5 FM and 1070 The Fan. The Colts with the win.
That was the most exciting play of the game.
And that literally over. The emotion, right. The emotion in that call did not reflect the previous 2.5, 3 hours of football. It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Bring in Marcus Spears, our ESPN NFL analyst. And let's talk about what we saw last night. And at the end, you see a Colts win off a defensive play. You and Bart love defense. This is a score, 12-9, that tells me if I didn't watch the game, wow, must have been a defensive battle. But it wasn't. The story coming out of this, Swagoo, is about Russell Wilson and maybe what he isn't. What did you see last night out of him, and what do you need to see out of him that will make $250 million seem like money well spent?
Yeah, man, I know. What's up, fellas, first of all? I know it turned into Russell Wilson, as it should be. His responsibility, the way he's been paid and compensated. Russ doesn't, I mean, obviously, he looks terrible. The other part of it is, too, like, I don't see the type of engagement. I don't know if anybody else really has paid attention to Russ, but he looks like it's not like, just he's not having fun or something. Like,
he's not there.
I don't know if he's like putting undue pressure on himself. I don't know if it's a matter of Russ just being confused with this new head coach. But whatever it is, man, it just doesn't look like it's any enjoyment towards the game. And then, like, when it's time to turn into a dog, it's like he waiting to figure out, like, all right, what's going to happen? And I mean, his demeanor to me, man, is, I don't know what's going on. It just don't feel like it's normal. Russ, look like you're having a good time playing football. It's like no answers for when things are going wrong. And beyond bringing you in, you know, paying you this type of money to win games and be a good quarterback, they also bringing you in the lead. Like, these dudes have been starving to have a quarterback that they feel like they can actually win. It just don't look right, man. I mean, and then from a football standpoint, like, I don't know if I would look right if my offensive line looked as bad as Matt Ryan's and Russ's as well, but you know, the story will be Russell Wilson, and the story will be what he was brought in to do from a player standpoint, man. And I just don't think – I don't think it's resonating, bro. And something is going on with Russ that just it's not right.
You know,
and I don't know if it's – I don't know if it's new environment. I don't know if it's pressure. I don't know if it's feeling like you're not in a good situation. I don't know, man. But I know – looking at that game, it just felt more. It felt like more to me than just playing bad. I don't know if you got, if that's clear for you guys, man. But
I get what you're saying. Right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, some things that were very apparent, Allen and Marcus. And the caller kind of reminded us of this. He came out of the tent, man. This is your franchise quarterback. This is the guy supposed to save the day. The guy supposed to come in and play high-level football, give you guys a chance of winning the Super Bowl, a team that has been dying for a leader at the quarterback position since Peyton Manning. He comes out of the tent. Nobody even palms him up like, welcome back. They can look like they can care less. And we hear the stories, and I said it on Get Up a couple weeks ago, and everybody kind of shunned it like it was no big deal. Dude has an office inside of the facility. Dude is seeming to separate himself from the team like he's more management than he is, you know, personnel or player. And
yeah.
I don't think people really rock with him because that's what we heard was happening in Seattle. We all know about the meeting that they were supposed to have to hash out, you know, the Super Bowl loss when they all went up to the mountain and Russ met with him and then he walked away from the defense and Pete Carroll and they walked away. Well, guess what? How ironic is that he blew a read on pretty much the same pick play that he lost the Super Bowl to. And now we're starting to see that maybe, just maybe, Pete Carroll and the way that they ran. I always thought the way they played the game was too archaic for them to have a great quarterback. I'm like, why are they running the ball so damn much? It's like two tight ends. Look at the personnel that they have. They're taking shots.
Yeah.
They're running the football. Now maybe you think, well, maybe Pete Carroll knew that he was incapable of reading a defense left to right going through his progressions because we looked yesterday. It was easy, simple reads by reading the defense. He missed Hamler not once, but twice. He missed Jerry Jeudy a couple of times. He's not seeing the football field almost like he predetermined who was getting the last ball. Meanwhile, the guy on the other side is wide-ass open. So maybe we just overestimated what he was.
He did, bro. And that's why, like, I heard all of the talk about, you know, the play call and all of that. We killed Hackett for not putting the ball in his hands the first week, and now we're killing him for not running the ball. And I get it. It's 4th and 1. Nobody preaches run the damn football more than me to my colleagues. But it's also a part of, like, dude, the play was there to be made. And you expect him, to your point, Russ to see the whole field and not get locked in on sudden on the back line against the best DB that the Colts have. Like, I mean, dude, I ain't never played quarterback, but I ain't gonna throw towards Darrell Reeves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just like, so for me, that's why I go back to what I was saying at first. Like, is he there? Like, is Russ really there? Or is it like this change and, you know, stuff that's going on in his life or what he's trying to do or accomplish off the field? Can he not manage that? Like, that's the one thing I've always applauded LeBron for, man. Like, LeBron went to L.A., and y'all remember all of the talk about, well, we know he's going for more than basketball. He want to do movies, and he want to be in Hollywood. I have not seen a drop-off in LeBron James' game at all. And I think some people can handle that, and some people can't. And I'm not casting that aspersion on Russ. I don't know that to be the case. All I know is that this dude looks like he's not having fun at all playing football. And when you just got paid that type of money, when you wanted a new situation, when you around guys that can make plays for you, like, what is the problem? It's tough, man. Like, and I know Matt Ryan and Frank Reich are praying, like, thanking God that they played Denver and Russ had that performance because they were just as bad. But I don't know, fellas. Like, I don't want to get into psychology, and I've heard people talking about Russ personally. And to your point, Bart, what you're talking about is locker room and how you galvanize the team and how you be a leader of a group of guys that's really dependent on you to be that. And if you isolate yourself, that's probably more important than actually playing in the game. But I just something don't look right, bro. And, you know, we analyze the game and we talk about the things that happen on the field, and it's so much as far as how they play, both O-lines being bad, both quarterbacks being bad, some coaching decisions that you kind of scratch your head about. But ultimately, like looking at Russ play football, it don't look like this dude really engaged or it's something else on his mind.
You could see it in his eyes. There's a lot of like a disconnect right now, and that's what everybody wondering is what is going on with Russell Wilson. We got to leave it right there, Swaggoo. Always good to talk to you, though, my man. Thanks so much.
All right, my brothers. Y'all take care, man.
Go Cowboys. Right,
Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL analyst. Hey, tune into football action Sunday. You got the Jets hosting the Dolphins. It's a big game, I'm telling you. Coverage begins noon Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. Coming up, we've got your calls, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What you and Bart Scott can't wait to see this weekend. It's Bart and Hop, ESPN Radio.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I don't know, Bart.
No.
There's a lot happening right now. You've got the Mets in the playoffs tonight. The Yankees are waiting. They'll be playing in the ALDS starting Tuesday. The Mets play the Padres tonight, 8 o'clock. ESPN has the game. And both football teams. I'm tell you what. I was sitting with the mayor last week. And I know Eric Adams isn't a very popular person right now in New York. I understand it. But I had to do a segment with him. And I was just chatting with him. When was the last time New York sports have had this much? I mean, think about it. You got both baseball teams in the playoffs.
Right, 2009.
You've got the Giants and the Jets are both, like, I mean, it's a big game for the Jets. There's 500, but still, like, we're in October, and the four teams that are live right now are doing well. And then, you know, we got basketball coming. You know, the Nets, although I don't know if you saw Ben Simmons, that was a tough game for
okay,
him.
He's just getting a rust off, man. We're building towards something.
But, like we're getting into this era of are the dark days over? I think it's fair to say. So which team out of the baseball teams, this is the first one where, all right, who's going to make the biggest noise, right? Who's going to set the momentum that now can the Jets or Giants make the play? Just make the playoffs. And now more momentum. And then it's like, what are the Knicks and Nets are going to do? More momentum, right? Like,
Rangers,
you see what I mean?
Not the Islanders.
How dare you?
No, it doesn't feel good, right?
It doesn't. But do we need the Mets or Yankees to get to the World Series? How bad do you – I mean, is it that dire of a thing? Because I'll tell you what, if neither one of them gets – I'm not sure about either one of them getting to the World Series. And I wonder how that will then turn this season, which was for both teams very good, into sort of like it was a disappointment.
See, the difference is for the Mets, if they just get to the playoffs and, you know, they win the wild card and then they lose – I think, you know, Met fans be like, listen, that's progress. For the Yankees fans, it's almost like a window closing, like the baby bombers and all that stuff, and the window's closing.
Well,
it may be
it sends
over.
You into it's a, time to tear a it up. Nervous offseason. It does.
Right.
No, I don't think so. I think the Mets have to at least get to the NLCS. They have to get past the Dodgers.
But you
to
know
feel
they're
going to
spin
the
again.
Future. We shall see. More of your calls coming up in 10 seconds.
There's so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer for the win.
And Bart Scott.
Can't wait.
Can't wait on Bart and Hahn.
See you, Alan.
All right. Can't wait. It's brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. It is Bart and Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Now, before Bart gets to his can't wait, we want you as well at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So, Bart, tell us what you can't wait to see.
Well, just for everybody out there to understand, this is about what I can't wait for. So understand that it doesn't have to make sense to you. You'll have your opportunity when I get off to talk about what makes sense for yourself. This is Roscoe Jenkins right now. It is Team of Me. It's not what Alan cares about.
All right.
It ain't about what you care about. It's what about what Bart Scott, and I went third person, cares about. And the first place to start is in the Meadowlands. When you shun me, I'm always going to have that smoke for you. You talk about this little cheetah. It's talking about who? The Jets? Almost like we're an afterthought.
The Jets?
Like we're not a good football team. Like we're not a program or franchise.
Why aren't you a Jet?
That
state
aren't that aren't in the same breath or the same category as the Miami Dolphins. I mean, please. Like, what are we talking about? And for him to shun us and to make a mockery or make a drop, a gif, whatever about us, pisses me the hell off. And I'm glad he walked away from all that money we were giving him because it allowed us to get Garrett Wilson. And I think this guy long term is going to be a superstar. And it allows us the flexibility financially and with draft equity to continue building this thing organically. So when we build this house on this strong foundation, it's going to last for a long damn time. So I can't wait till the cheetah comes in. And I said it all week. It's only one way I like my fish. Filleted deep in sauce. So, Brent, come on down here for that smoke. I'm going to put this long sauce around you. It's going to wrap around you like an octopi. And smother the hell out of that damn cheetah.
Okay.
Your little macho man, Randy Savage glasses, looking like Coco Beware. We want
you know
all
what? I don't know.
That's number one.
All right, what else you got for me?
Number two. It just gets more and more personal.
Yeah. Oh, is this going to be?
No cheese pizza for Kevin. Hope they leave him home alone. Macaulay Culkin just danced on the Ravens' grave last year. Ain't no fun when a rabbit gets the gun. This is the rematch, Craig. Get out the car. Get knocked out like your daddy used to. You're the Bungles. You could have a year here or there. We are the standard in this NFL. We're one of the most winningest organizations since we came and was in existence in 1996. Two Super Bowls, AFC titles, division titles. And we built it from scratch. And here you come, running your mouth. You and Norman, Boomer, Esiason. Yeah, I said it. We got smoke for anything that ever had a bangle. Chester Cheetah, anybody. Tony the Tiger, forget all y'all
cats.
This week.
Any cats are,
any
are
cat.
On your list today.
Set a Heathcliff. I rock with Heathcliff because I love spaghetti too. But I tell you what, this is the rematch. And I told you about the red dot.
He liked lasagna.
If he's in the vicinity, sweep the leg. Yeah, I said it. Two tears in a bucket. Night, night. The rematch. Baltimore versus Cincinnati. The first overall place in the AFC North. Yeah. Not okay. To be outdone by my number one concern. Yeah. I look for this pitch, man. And if I get it, we ain't going to need Timmy Trumpets to come out.
Yeah, you're going to.
We're going to have so much smoke. They gonna think we over there, and it's a new pope that have been got out. That's how much smoke we going up to run up against. Oh, we got a new pope. It ain't gonna be close. It ain't gonna be close enough for us to waste Edwin Diaz. We just gonna bring him out there just to get a little work. We pissed off. We got a chip on our shoulder. We always been able and willing to play the underdog. And listen, don't take it personal. Machado, we rock with you. Don't take it personal, but we got something to do. We got some people to shut the hell up.
We're nobody's underdog.
And we sitting there to be on that collision course with them stinky Braves. All full of confidence. Over arrogant. We'll deal with the Dodgers. It's like one of those things. I want Berkman. What? I'll walk him. Look, I got the old Terminator. If you hit it, you can rename it. We bringing Willie Mays Hayes. Everybody coming out for this one. Marte's on the list. He going to go ahead and shoot that thing up. Listen, Mets, Padres, the beginning of a journey to the top. And afterwards, when we get this ring, it's going to be the greatest ring ever seen in sports. Because guess
I'm
what?
Need a
ain't
need
too
a
many people got more smoney than our owner. Maybe Jesus. Seven pounds, 12 ounces. But outside of Jesus and Bezos, oh, he's him.
And Bezos.
He's him.
Can I get a prediction?
Mets in three. We'll lose one.
Oh. Okay. The sweep probability is 42%.
No, Mets in three. I said it.
Okay.
But you guess what? So. Marte needs to work anyway to get back in groove.
Okay.
That's what I can't wait for. What say you to peoples? Don't at me.
The peoples.
Get at me.
Yes. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for all the things that you can't wait to see. Now, today is just a very unique day for us on this show. So, as you know, there's a lot of baseball going on. There it was. The Rays and the Guardians, that is over with. The Guardians win 2-1 in their game one. But now you have Phillies Cardinals going on right now on ESPN Radio. We have all the coverage of the baseball on ESPN Radio. While also, Bart and I have our show going on right now as well as an alternative in some markets. But we are actually doing a bonus hour today in some markets. Obviously, in New York, we are done as you move on to the Michael Kay Show. But for the rest of the country,
yes. Anybody's
on salary
understands
for one more hour. So with that in mind, we've got calls to get to. We got more to get to, and we'll do it next. Bart and Hahn.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.